Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, we're back here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. It's Sean.
Do you have no headphones? Is that the problem?
I didn't even realize music was playing. It's Meraz. It's Bonkish. How are you guys doing? EJ Stewart with us. Pete the Body with us as well. For those wondering why I was pausing, I was actually typing Canadian bacon. So that's what I was focused in on. And away we go. DA out today, so you get a little bit of us, a little bit of that, a little bit of Boyle in the updates as well. The Denver Nuggets with a 103-101 win, 113-111 win last night in L.A. to polish off the sweep and head to the NBA Finals, their first trip to the NBA Finals. So congrats to all you Nuggets fans. Enjoy it. Soak it in. You only have, 7 weeks to go before you see your team play again next Thursday night. We're going to dissect LeBron's comments following the game coming up at the top of next hour. But we do have some NFL news to get into as well. By the way, if you're looking for our take on the Nuggets Open, perfect. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to that little rewind feature. Check out the top of the first hour of the show. It's beautiful. Or the show is podcastable after the show. We act as a live podcast in many ways. And go back and listen everywhere podcasts are available. You know what? Also, real quickly, before I get to the NFL story, that just dawned on me as we promote the podcast. Last week, we did, as we always do, Bogus, a nice little permission-granted podcast. DA and I do side A.
Mm-hmm.
You and I do side B.
Mm-hmm.
I get a tweet. Did you see the tweet last
night? I got it, too.
And it made me think, was there a mistake? What was going on here? The tweet was something to the effect, as I'm trying to pull it up quick. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I see what the guy said. So who has to do a side C because there was no PGP last week? Wade in Oregon. And he tags me, DA, and Bogus. So made me scrum. I'm on the couch and play my kids with scrum. I go, oh my goodness, did it never go public last week? And I go, and there it is. It's got a ton of downloads. So I send the guy the link. And the guy basically says, oops, my bad. I'll lose a half an oink for this. Let me tell you something right now. If you're going to tweet at any of us, and we do appreciate it, to tell us something's not done, you better make sure it's not done.
Although he did say, I usually listen through Apple Podcasts. Did we check that it went there correctly? Like, did it maybe not get fully distributed?
I think sometimes it gets there a little bit slower than others.
Gotcha. Okay.
I call that an NMP. But again, that's why I encourage everybody. I appreciate you listening anywhere you can. Download that Odyssey app. It's free. Let's go.
Yeah. I saw the tweet. I just sat back hoping that there wasn't a PGP, that you'd be in trouble for that because we could have used that content. So I was a little disappointed when I saw you send the link to the podcast.
But what I'm going to say is this. If that's a problem you've had with Apple Podcasts, and if that's a reason that you're not getting anything podcastable, you don't have to tweet us to tell us the podcast isn't up. Just go to the Odyssey app. Everything there lives instantaneously for free. That's it. Bottom line. That is our parent company's app where everything you know will be there. So I know it might be a little pain in the butt to download another app, but it's free. It's great. And then you could carry us wherever you are when we're not on in your local market. So away we go. So check it out. And by the way, while you're there, subscribe to One Giant Step for all you New York Giants.
Ah, that's why we brought it up.
All right. When we come back.
Where are we going?
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Let's start from the top.
You're right.
We do that, Pete. We restart Pekins. We restart ours.
Pete, play the restart at the top of the hour.
One and go.
Three, go. Two, one and go.
Beat me up on the mama's of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, we're going to have a good day. Welcome aboard the DA Show. It's Mraz and Bogus on this Tuesday. Bogus, how you doing, buddy?
Sean, I'm doing so good. Welcome to hour two, my favorite hour of our four most mornings.
Yes, I agree. I agree. All right, NFL approved flex scheduling. I saw this yesterday, Bogus. By the way, the Nuggets did win last night, 113-111. You can go check out the Odyssey app for our open there. All right. Now, as I read this, I realize I'm going to have to redo a sports minute. The NFL
from
is
the top again.
The NFL has approved flex scheduling here after this year for Thursday night football. John Mara, Giants owner, was opposed to it, basically calling it a slap in the face, but it got re-brought up, and they got the votes to pass. I believe there was, still six or seven teams that voted against?
They got the absolute minimum. Got to get three-fourths of the owners, and they got 24. They got exactly on the number to make it pass.
Yeah, so they do that, and now, look, I think John Mara is right here. You are completely being spit in the face once again as a fan. And we keep coming back. We keep coming back because we love the product so much. Now, for those of you who don't attend any NFL game, maybe you're not near an NFL market, you may not care about this. And for those of you who attend some games a year, you may not care about this. But this is absolutely going to affect fans. It's the same reason I complained about Christmas Day on a Monday. It's the same reason I'm complaining about a game on Peacock, a playoff game. And now we're going to complain about this. I'm sorry. Now you could say, well, you're complaining. Then don't watch. Then don't watch. Well, you know, I also have to kind of watch. It's part of my job. And I still love the sport of football. I just wish they wouldn't continue to try to make it more difficult on us and fans. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Amazon paid a lot of money for Thursday Night Football. Now they get a Black Friday game. Fine. The NFL is just sucking at every dollar here. Amazon wants to make sure, like Grumpy Al Michaels isn't upset when you got Jaguars Jets in week 16, that they have good games. Which is so funny because you have flex scheduling now for Monday Night Football. You already have had flex scheduling forever for Sunday Night Football. Fox and CBS pay a boatload of money to make sure they have a good, at least late window game every year. And now Amazon is going to get their taste of flex scheduling. So the provision is with a 28-day notice, the NFL can move a game to Thursday Night Football. My sports minute, if you do hear it, I do say a two-week notice. That would be the provision.
They can only do it twice a season.
Twice a season. This still sucks.
Uh-huh.
If you're on the couch, oh, great. You know what? I get a better game to sit down on a Thursday night. You're fine. But it sucks for fans that actually invest their money in going to the games. Boy, shocker. How many commercials do you see in your local market for season ticket sales being pushed on whatever your local team is? It happens all the time. These owners, at their core, while TV revenue still drives the NFL more than anything, Bogues, they still want fans in seats. They still want to take care of their most diehard fans that sit there and pay that enormous price for all these tickets for these palace stadiums that all these teams keep building. And now they're screwed. If you buy season tickets, you buy you used to buy some thinking, I'm going to get eight games a year. The vast majority of them will be on Sunday afternoons. I might have to deal with a Monday night game, a Sunday night game, and usually that means your team's probably pretty good. Maybe once a year, a Thursday night game. Now, you could get multiple Thursdays thrown in your season ticket package. And, oh, by the way, for those who aren't season ticket holders, for those, I'm going to play the dad here, the family of four, that it's very expensive to get to a game, but you want to have that experience that you had as a kid with your parents and your family going to a game, the day-long thing, the tailgate. You throw the football around in the parking lot, all of that. If you go and you get the schedule comes out, like it rolls out in May, and you say, honey, still good weather in October or even early November. Maybe you're in a warm part of the country. Let's say it's mid-November. It's not too, too cold yet. Here we go. This team is playing this team. I think this would be good. Right now it's a Sunday 1 o'clock game. Maybe it's 4 o'clock. It's fine. We'll get there with the kids. All right. Well, now you start doing the math. Tickets at, in a lot of cases, even for upper decks in some of these places, $150 apiece. That's $600 for tickets. Then you know the whole day is going to be, you know, the food you're packing in the car by the time you buy your drinks and everything else. You know, you're getting close to a $1,000 day for a lot of families. Now, it may not be all at once if you buy the tickets early. It's not easy to go away, go on vacation. Like, life is not easy. It's harder than ever with money, with families. That's crazy. I make this joke to my wife all the time. It's like the more money I make, the less I have. But it happens, right? This all happens in life. Folks, you can attest, you take your kids to Met games and stuff. It gets expensive.
Yeah.
And football, it's even more expensive because these owners know there's only 8 shots to get you through the gates, so the tickets are even higher. Now you're going to tell that family who plans this whole day in September, hey, guess what? We found out around mid-October. Remember that day we were going to go? Remember the tickets we already bought? Game got moved to Thursday night. Well, now you're talking about having to maybe take a day off on a Friday, or maybe you don't get that full day experience. Kids are in school. You're completely screwed there. That's one part of it. Now, don't even get me started on what the NFL has. A ton of these like travel companies internally that maybe aren't necessarily affiliated with the NFL, but they promote these trips. And I've done a couple of these. I've been lucky enough to see the Giants on the road in Dallas, in Atlanta, in Cleveland, in Tampa. I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple places. And they're great trips, right? Whether they're family trips or getting together with your group of friends, you go somewhere for a weekend, a city you would not normally see, and you go to a football game. And ahead of time, if you know the game's on Monday night, great. Usually it's a Sunday. You plan your flights around it. That stuff has to be booked in advance because it costs you a lot of money to fly out places. Now, if you book that whole trip and you're going to fly in on a Friday morning and do the couple nights in a hotel and go to a game on Sunday, fly on Monday morning, now suddenly you find out 28 days before your trip, the game got moved to Thursday night. Boy, you better have that the refundable flight tickets. And then, by the way, if you still want to go and rebook and figure out those, now you're costing yourself more days off of work. Maybe you didn't budget for it. Maybe you don't work in a day that has 8 days to burn. Now that big trip you're playing with your buddies, you're in scramble mode. You're going to spend more money changing your flights because the airlines aren't in bed with the NFL. They don't care that the reason you're flying to Atlanta or Chicago, they could care less or couldn't care less, whatever the saying is.
The last one.
It's a joke. The NFL doesn't care about you. You spending your hard-earned money on the road or with your family to go to a game, they continue to not care about you. They will drive weekday Christmas Day games down your throat, and now they will drive Thursday night to make sure that Jeff Bezos has more money in his pocket because he didn't sell enough copies of The Land Before Time.
This is worse than the Christmas schedule.
It absolutely is, no doubt.
Because at least with Christmas, there are people who don't celebrate Christmas.
I get it.
There are people who want to celebrate Christmas at a football game. There are people like me who are just okay with, okay, well, I'm just not going to watch then. Like, you cannot go. You cannot watch. You can want to spend your Christmas doing the NFL. This, though, screws basically everybody's in play of getting screwed here.
Because you're going to be on the edge of your seat no matter what.
Well, and it's only, what, 5 weeks? It's 13 through 17. So that's 5 sets of Thursday games, but then it's also 5 sets of Sunday games that could be then thrown to Thursday. And I get angry trying to like right now with my wife and a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, our calendar is scheduled completely for weeks ahead of time, if not months. It's 4 different lives trying to mesh together.
It's hard.
Going from Sunday at 1 to Sunday at 8:30 would screw us. I can't imagine having to go from Thursday to Sunday or vice versa. And as you said, because it's football, because it's a standalone game, there's only so many you go to. Sometimes you make significant plans to go to one of these games.
Yes, it's a big deal.
And the NFL gave you a Thursday schedule and said, by the way, those last 5 weeks are not necessarily set in stone. They put the schedule out, told you, here's Thursday night, buy these tickets. And then after you might have bought them and made travel plans, they go, oh, right, but by the way, that actually could end up on a Sunday. Or throw you from a Sunday to a Thursday which changes everything. Because I'm not taking my kids to a Thursday night NFL game.
Right.
And then we've got school issues and whatever, or work issues. This is completely unacceptable.
And that's it. It's not a sport in the summertime either. Like that point. Kids are in school and stuff like that. Don't you want to grow the game with the youth?
This one sucks. There's no defending it.
So my best memory. So like my dad popping up in the trunk or eating a sandwich before a Giant game and going in. And like, am I going to really be able to do that with my kids and like feel good about it? And you know what? It's not just about the kids too. I'll tell you right now, my sister was planning a bachelorette party and my future brother-in-law were planning a bachelor party that involved games on the road. Well, guess what? You have a bunch of people flying in on a Friday or something like that. The game's already played on Thursday. What good does that do you?
Right.
We're planning to do like a little bus out of my parents' house for Giants Jets at the end of October, Sunday afternoon. Now, I know, by the way, I know that it doesn't apply to this year. I'm just saying in general, this stuff is always going to happen going forward. Can we even confidently book a bus? You know what I mean? The NFL, they have created...
I mean, that's a game, in theory, you could lose to Monday night, could you not? When does the Monday night flex start? When
I think the end of October.
It does, right?
Yeah, so you're right. This is just ridiculous. Like, look, you want to have Thursday night football, fine. You want to have Monday night football, fine. Sunday, within the day, the flexing worked, even though it screwed some fans because it was still Sunday. It was still the day of that you would expect. And again, some fans still have to sell tickets and everything like that. The NFL created this. The NFL created the idea of the event for us. They are the ones who told us this is awesome. Please go travel on the road. Please make a whole day of it. They are the ones who harbored this mindset in us. And now they're basically telling us the mindset they harbored, they're going to take it to an extreme that actually screws you based on your enthusiasm and everything.
Yeah.
And again, the TV money is what dictates because it is only 8 dates, not 81 dates. And that's why they're doing it, because Amazon is just going to line their pockets. I don't know if and when it will actually happen, because I love the league so much and all of us love the league so much. And it might happen over a progressed period of time. We see that the NFL is, what, 19 of the top 20 most viewed TV shows. And I understand all of that. But at some point, you're going to take a chunk of fans away from being locked in all the time. And then that chunk of fans passes it on to their kids. Like, it's less important. To me, growing up, watching every Giant game felt like the most important thing in my household. So you guys might all call me crazy, whatever. Believe me, there's plenty of people like me in every market. There are. You know, even me now, I got to say, I don't know that I'm watching that, going out of my way that Saturday night to watch the Peacock game. I don't have Peacock. I could do other things. Christmas. I don't know. Now, I may have to for work, so maybe this is a little convoluted, but I'm speaking for the fans' perspective. This, I don't know how eager I'm going to be, like, when the schedule comes out to go, this is the trip we got to go to now, because I really feel like you have to wait until 28 days now to book anything, to even buy your tickets, even if it's a home game.
Right, and I mean, and good luck a month out sometimes in certain cities.
Yes.
Around the holidays, because this is basically all December, January games, trying to book flights and hotels, or even, it's just... This is a bridge too far, and as you've laid out, the reasons why they're doing it are obvious. It's not the first time they've chosen money over other, you know, over logic and fairness, but this one's a lot. This is a really, really crappy decision. Yeah. Now, their defense is, we don't flex a lot of Sunday night games to begin with, so this is almost like a safety net in case you've got a team, you know, you got two teams with injured quarterbacks and not meeting expectations. It's only like using an emergency situation. They just want to have the ability to do it if a dire situation arises. So, you know, it's only for this year. It is technically a trial period.
For this year?
Yeah. It's this year.
I just did the whole screen thinking it happened this year.
No, it's immediate. It's for this year.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, because they already know the games that are in play. It's this year. And if they don't use it this year...
I missed that. I thought it was, you know, the year after.
It's for now. And if they don't do it at all this year, then it flips to next year as another trial.
Either way, it's ridiculous.
So it's immediate, and...
Well, so it really could affect some of these trips and everything this year.
Oh, yeah. Like, so the three games of the five that I picked that they could switch out, New England-Pittsburgh in week 14. Now, again, those are two, high-end franchises, but there's a situation where the Patriots really suck, and the Steelers are not close enough to AFC North conversation where that game loses some appeal. Saints-Rams in week 16... there's a possibility that game means nothing if Derek Carr sucks, if Dennis Allen sucks, if the Rams are useless. And then even Jets-Browns in Week 17, now it's New York, but like we don't know what Cleveland's going to be. What if Aaron Rodgers?
That's a perfect example of one. That's New Year's weekend.
Right. And that's Week 17. So like those are the ones to me that are three of the five that are most in play of getting swapped out.
You can't do this to people.
You can't. Like the Thursday to Sunday, if you're single or you don't have kids or you're just somehow not that busy, maybe you're not understanding this, but switching something 4 days and from afternoon to nighttime, from weekend to weekday, that is an astronomical ask of people. And my wife says this all the time, and she's right. So many of these decisions, like we deal with it on the tiny level, like our little league schedule is annoying and they make decisions 36 hours ahead of time. The coaches go, oh, we're going to practice tomorrow as if no one's anything else going on because, and I'm one of them and I do this, this is basically a group of men sitting in rooms making these decisions and we just don't comprehend calendars and commitments and like the logistics of changing all of these things. But, and most of you are shaking your head in agreement now, going from Sunday to Thursday is that might as well be changing a year.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
That's such a ridiculous ask of people to change plans that drastically.
With 28 days notice, you're absolutely right. And look, if you could afford to go to multiple games a year and you're looking at people going, people can only do the one game, you don't know, you're living in a different world. Because I had a lot of these people, and again, this is worse than the Christmas thing when they were fighting me on the Christmas. So what, man? You just watch the game, don't you? Want, what else are you gonna do Christmas Day? I don't know. How about, you know, have my kid ride outside in a scooter they just got? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain people who just can't relate, and this argument is not for them. But geez, I mean, even when I made that case, and this just shows you, maybe I'm a hypocrite, but it also shows you if you want to argue against me. Remember the Final Four argument I got to with San Diego? With the idea of like people with Padres tickets watching the game there, and then the sound had to be turned off so they could do starting lineups. And they said,
yeah,
you cared that much about San Diego State basketball, truly cared, not casually, you would have made sure to skip that one Padre game because it was one of 81.
Right.
I could not have made that statement if it was the Chargers still there and it was one of 17 Charger games because they're so minimal. Now, you want to tell me, Pete, and the argument I got back was, what if you already had tickets? And people say, well, that what if that's the one game I went to all year? Okay, you got me if that's the one thing. And you're talking about a cheaper sport to go to in baseball.
And options.
And yes.
You could just, like, because I was going to say, you know, my son thinks Josh Allen's the greatest thing ever. He wants to see the Bills play the Jets because we're not going to go
right all
the way to Buffalo. Like, that's one game.
Right.
That's the game. And it's not a series where I can go, oh, we can't go Friday, but we can go Sunday or whatever. And for other, if his favorite was Patrick Mahomes, how many times has Mahomes come to New York?
Right. It may be once every 4 years.
So, like, you have targeted football purchases, and they could drastically change it where you've got your plan set up, everyone's excited to go, and then they go, oh, by the way, now we're on Thursday, and then you can't go, and you're screwed, and then you got to wait maybe 3 more years for the schedule to kick back around and send a team or a player back to your market.
And by the way, you could start with 2 games, and they can only do it twice now. The moment this starts working, the floodgates have opened. The floodgates have opened.
Well, and because I don't trust them either to use it discreetly.
We got the Peacock playoff game now. You better pay for a subscription. You got the Amazon was enough last year on Thursday, and now the flexing. You got the holidays are going way beyond Thanksgiving now on weekdays. The NFL is throwing all this at once. Where do you think it's going beyond this? They're going to keep testing us. They're going to keep testing us. Don't push me, pal. Don't push me.
Listen, if you lose Sean,
you've
lost all of us.
I agree. I am Sean.
Blue collar.
All right. When we come back, we take out the trash. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, a packed house. Let's get it rolling on a Trash Tuesday. EJ, you're in the leadoff hall, bro. What do you got?
Okay, so I am trashing the MTA of New York City. So, of course, I had the Brooklyn Half Marathon. My girlfriend ran in on Sunday. She did a great job.
Oh, congrats.
It was great to see her do it. She's done a bunch of them in a row, now, a couple, 2-3 years in a row. It is, it is insane to me that regardless of what the weather is, the MTA decides, I guess in advance sometimes, hey, we're just going to turn on the AC in the train. Think about what it was on Sunday. It was an absolute downpour. It was raining the whole time. So now you had wet runners who have been running around the city for about 3 hours who have been drenched in rain, now having to get on the subway, and the subway was packed in Coney Island.
So this was Saturday, the rain.
Oh, Saturday, I'm sorry. Yeah, Saturday.
They had this half marathon in that down. I mean, that was as hard a rain as I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was pouring at points during that race. And these runners who went out there in that rain mess slop then had to go into a subway and go into a 50-degree train car. Like, that to me is ridiculous. Like, I understand it's May. I understand you people are expecting, you know, sunny 70-degree weather, but that wasn't the day to do that. Like, come on.
Wow, trash him.
Charlie Sheen just dumped that on the set of Men at Work.
The half annoying last repeat. Is she all right? Is she pneumonia? Anything like that?
I was actually really worried about her, but she's been fine. I think that, you know, she's just a warrior at this point. And I appreciate the toughness, but she was. I mean, this was Kellen Winslow, you know, getting carried off of a field in Miami. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Did you stand out? Oh, is that what you're going to ask?
No, I was going to ask if he picked her for her sturdiness. Was that part of the appeal?
Never. My question's irrelevant now. All right, Pete, what do we got?
I am trashing the person, one of our colleagues, who decided to negotiate some type of deal, like a contract or whatever, while in the break room on the phone while everyone was trying to get coffee. It was the first time I've ever seen that before. Someone from another station on our floor decided to have a conversation about an appearance in the break room. As we got Spike Eskin, got Bogus, myself, trying to get coffee and stuff, and it's loud. You could hear this. This is the type of conversation.
Sound like they were getting a good deal?
I don't know what. It sounded like they were yelling at somebody, but I hope they did. But they did it in a break room, do it in a boardroom. I'm trashing that.
Trash. That's just human filth.
I think she was actually telling somebody how she's going to negotiate, because she was saying, like, somebody wants her to do something for free. And she was like, I don't work for free. She used the phrase, I pitch my own tent, which is new to me. And
not new to me.
Well, in this usage, it was new to me. I've heard pitch a tent before, but never in, like, I do my own work. Like, that was a weird usage of that. And she had zero care that me, Pete, and Spike were there. Like,
oh, she...
she
would-
didn't change the level of her voice. Mm-hmm. She didn't go, well, give me a second, or sorry, guys. She was just firing away, reaching across Peach chest for a coffee stir, walking around me and Spike. It was like we were invisible.
Yeah, she was holding court on the entire desk that was there that had all the coffee.
Yeah, it was a lot.
All right. Jeez.
Patty Boyle?
What are you going to scream about?
I got to scream about Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball. I didn't realize, so these, first of all, I'm trashing these early Sunday morning stupid Peacock games at 11:30. Who the hell wants to watch a baseball game at 11:30? Who the hell wants to go to a park for an 11:30 game? So the idea of that is ridiculous on its own. 11:30 a.m. baseball game. I mean, that's freaking Little League stuff. That's what you do for your 10-year-old son. Oh, what time's your game, honey? Oh, 11:30. All right, not bad. Like a little early. We get out of there. So not only are the 11:30 games ridiculous, I didn't realize the entire season they have exclusivity until 1:30.
Last year, too, bud.
Yeah. I must have not been paying attention. Must have not realized.
There was no other game could start till 1:30.
That's so. How stupid is that? How dumb is that? So now, not only am I ready to settle in to watch the Yankees and the Mets at 1 o'clock, no, I gotta wait till 1:30 because God forbid we can't have overlap between the freaking Pirates and the Reds at 11:30 on a Sunday morning. So the idea that they are bringing in more fans, I promise you, nobody is saying, "Ooh, 11:30 Sunday morning. Let me watch Hunter Green get lit up like a Christmas tree, but also throw every pitch 100 miles an hour and some other stiffs from the Pirates that nobody cares about. And now I can't watch my team for an extra 30 minutes because they have exclusivity. Trash them, Pete."
Household waste goes in this bin.
We have more time later. I want to debate this with you maybe next hour because I just hate the idea that it's on Peacock. Again, I'm going to come back to the streaming problem. But I got to be honest. I cut the lawn. I listened to the entire game old school on the radio while cutting the lawn because I just don't have Peacock. And I kind of like the idea of a game being over by 2 o'clock.
I don't want to fight with Boyle. I don't like the 1:40 part, but I like the 11:30 start. 11:30,
man. You got a whole day, especially in the summertime. You hit that pool by 2 o'clock, you get your team's already done playing.
No, but I disagree. And we can talk about it more, but I like the idea of being able to do Sunday morning errands if you have to do them and then settle in for the game at 1.
Let's put a pin in that, as they say, because I think that's a good debate. Okay. And by the way, the NBA playoffs, we might need this the rest of the week. All right, what do we got, folks?
Oh, great. I get to trash you indirectly, Sean. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
Saturday was my 25-year high school reunion.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Within 10 minutes of being in the building, a gentleman not... So my school is on the smaller side, so it was not just my class there. There were two other classes. It was the 20...
Two other classes.
It was 20, 25, and 30, or 15... No, I'm sorry, 15, 20, 25, whatever it was.
15's a weird one.
It's a five-year increment.
Got it.
And there were three different classes there. So this gentleman was not in my year, and he comes over very excited. Says he's a list. He's got a little name tag on. Nice to meet you. Good to see you again. Love listening to the show. I got an idea. You should have brought Mraz.
Wow.
Not DA?
No. Huh. But I do have on a side problem with DA. Our sister school, because it was an all boys school. So when we needed like girls for the play and stuff like that, there was a school nearby called Dominican Academy, short DA. So whenever we're together, everyone talks about DA girls, DA stories. So I heard DA all night about that school and not Damon, but that's fine. More significantly, I'm trashing the idea that they've literally run out of safe spaces, that you are everywhere.
Pop culture phenomenon, bro.
Thanksgiving dinner. My mom's complaining still about something with you. I come here. What did Sean say again? Hey, is that your friend with the Rangers broom? And now I go to my high school reunion and go, you should have brought Sean here. No, I shouldn't have. He's away. It's the weekend. I'm off. Not on Sean watch. Not parading him around here. Leave me alone.
All right, trash this guy.
This must be garbage time.
Great guy. Thanks for listening. And I'm not really trashing him. I'm trashing your...
Did you get his name?
His name is John.
All right, just send him the address. I'll send him a signed headshot. It's no big deal.
Thank you. That's what I was getting at.
At some point, we have to have you pick your favorite moniker. Because you're now the Rangers broom guy. You're the guy that, you know, pooped himself on air.
Yeah. Right.
I wear many hats.
They're also flattering.
You wear many pants.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
You got another name. I can't say it on the air, though.
Hey-o.
All right. I'm gonna do a toast instead of a trash.
You can't do that.
I can do it. And I am going to do it. You know why? Because I'm in the power chair today.
I trash stuff every week and have such a difficult time ever finding a toast that today's a legitimate toast.
Hold it till Thursday.
I can't. It matters today. I got married 9 years ago today, so I'm toasting my wife. Today is my wedding anniversary of 9 years. Next year's 10 is a big one. 9 feels like a lot, although I can't really tell
the difference
in my life. Yeah, I'm sure it does. I did end up leaving my underwear on the floor again today after I ran out of the shower because I don't want to wake her up. So
happy anniversary.
A present to her that she didn't get woken up by me going through the drawers or back to the hamper, but probably a problem for her because I don't know what I was doing in the middle of the night. But anyway, toasting Danielle. 9 years, cannot believe it went by, and I actually found some wedding pictures popped up this morning. I was going through. DA looks like a teenager at my wedding. I was pre-Bourbon Bell for him. He was floating around that dance floor. So those are back during the overnight days of the DA show. I can't believe 9 years toasting 9 years of marriage.
Booskies!
All right. Well, I'm going to take the power chair back just for a second or steal it for a second and let everyone else in. And hopefully Danielle's listening at this point. This toast comes on the heels of Sean sitting down and going, oh, it's my wedding anniversary today.
I looked down, I saw 520. I knew because we talked about it yesterday, but it was one of those things when you wake up and you process it.
So as sweet as the toast might have been, had Facebook not maybe thrown those pictures back at you, you still might not have remembered at this point this morning.
It was 2 hours into me being awake that I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yes,
hey, you might want to process that a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So are you scrambling for a gift at 10:02 this morning, or are you good?
No gift. She just got a Mother's Day gift. I just got a birthday gift. We don't do gifts. She'll get a card and maybe some flowers, and then
a little bajol.
We'll probably go out to dinner this weekend or something with the kids.
He'll make Philly cheesesteaks tonight.
No. I don't know. Tonight might just be a taco night. I might just make some ground chicken in a pan. All right, what do we got? Oh, by the way, hold on. Steven at SC tweets in, if that's your toast, then I know what your wife's trash will be.
There you go.
What do you got, boy?
A big, giant, hefty bag.
Yeah, I see all your trashes coming in. We will read those throughout the show as well. Thank you, everybody. At Mraz, CBS, at Andrew Bogues. What do you got, Boyle?
Bugs, I got to write these more succinctly. I don't know how you get all this stuff in, but all
right, I leave things out.
Yeah, well, we are presented by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh. With 40 weekly recipe options, there's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE. 16 at HelloFresh.com/skate16. Good day to be a Nuggets fan. They broke out the brooms last night and made franchise history.
4 seconds left. 2 buckets. 2 points ties it up. LeBron in the paint. Layup no good. Got his old board. There's the horn! And the Denver Nuggets, for the first time in franchise history, will go to the NBA Finals!
So that is Jason Kosminski on Nuggets Radio. Denver finished off the sweep of the Lakers with a 113-111 win in Game 4 last night in L.A. A denial of LeBron James' game-tying layup at the buzzer was an exclamation point on a dominant series for the Nugs. They were the best team in the West in the regular season.
They weren't dank.
Yeah, but they were pretty dang.
It's not funny.
Do not ruin Boyle's updates.
No, that's fine.
Jokes.
I mean, I...
Let him be. Let him do his job. You've got the other 50 minutes of the hour.
Okay, Dad.
To be not funny.
All right, don't you have something to eat?
Wow.
That's even necessary.
Remind me again who people were asking for at your reunion, you or me.
Now the Nuggets will compete for their first ever NBA title. By the way, there's now 5 franchises that have never been to an NBA Finals. Nuggets broke a 46-year drought. They left behind the Clippers, Timberwolves, Hornets, Grizzlies, and Pelicans.
And I think they're the longest, right? 46 years was the longest ever before your first NBA Finals.
No, I think the Clippers, because they were a franchise in 1970. So that would be 53. If my math is correct.
That's not what I read this morning. Screw trashing ESPN.com.
Since I botched it last hour, let's get to LeBron James right away here this time. 40 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists last night, but his quest to get to an 11th NBA Finals comes up well short. Year 20 in the books, LeBron contemplating his playing future.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to talk about this more later because I just don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. For a guy that said he wants to play with his son time and time again,
yeah.
He's 1 year away from playing with his son. Now he's going to hang it up. Anyway, Nikola Jokic named Western Conference Finals MVP after he closed it out with a 30-point triple-double. Also had 3 blocks in the win last night. Jamal Murray at 25. The Nuggets await the winner of the Celtics and the Heat. And the Heat can really make us wait as long as possible before the NBA Finals begins on June 1st. They go for the sweep of Boston tonight in South Beach. Now, here's some good stuff for you guys, and I hope Celtics superfan Andrew Kaplan appreciates this. Remember when the Yankees were down 3-0 in the ALCS last year and Aaron Boone was invoking the 2004 Red Sox coming from 3-0 down against his own team at the time?
Yes.
This one fits much better. Here's Joe Mazzulla doing the same thing.
And I think it's important to kind of build that perspective and have that understanding, and I think that helps us keep a narrow-minded focus that something like that has been done before, and especially being in the city, it gives us an opportunity to kind of spearhead that identity and that opportunity that we have, and at the end of the day, that's how we have to look at it. We have an opportunity. We got to take it one game at a time.
This guy has been so lost in this series.
The Red Sox 0-4 remains one of the most overrated moments in sports history, too. How many times are we going to go back on it?
I don't know if you can overrate that. I think you're just saying that because you're a Yankee fan.
It's overrated.
Over to baseball. Homecoming for Freddie Freeman in Atlanta. He didn't cry this time, but probably made some Braves fans cry. He had the go-ahead 3-run home run late in the game as the Dodgers came from behind to beat the Braves 8-6. Dodgers now one game better than the Braves for the best record in the NL with their 30th win. And Yordan Alvarez had a night to remember in Milwaukee last night. A solo home run early, then a grand slam late. Astros lit Corbin Burns up like a Christmas tree and beat the Brewers 12-2. Football news. Tom Brady and Mark Davis have officially come to an agreement for Brady to join the team's ownership group with the Raiders. That was announced yesterday. Brady now a part owner of the Raiders, part owner of the Las Vegas Aces as well. And finally, there's a second wave of investigations regarding potential violations of the league's gambling policy in the NFL. 5 total players from the Detroit Lions and Washington Commanders were suspended for gambling violations just last month. And now the hammer could come down on more in the coming week.
Great. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you got
nobody
it. Good
needs,
job, Pat.
Nobody needs our team. That was better. Pete?
Mm-hmm.
4.25.
Okay.
That's a half?
A half.
Ooh, all right.
4.5, Pat. Why are you staring at me all shocked?
I thought it was better than that.
Oh, wow. So somebody else complains about oinks around here. All right, when we come back.
Take your oinks and take a break.
We are going to take our oinks
and oink
a
yourself.
Remember, you're
say it, Pete. Go ahead.
Your trash is at Mraz, CBS, at Andrew Bogish, at Moist underscore Pork. And when we come back, is the draft a big draw to make you go to Lambeau? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hugh Janis, Kent McKay, Tyler Cicala all have 12 of the first 16.
What was Hugh's last name?
Hugh Janis.
Oh, okay.
Sheldon Sparks. Oh.
Yo, you just got it on a second read?
Hugh. Well, I'm mispronouncing it. It's last name Janus. Hugh Janus. Thank you.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. I was not here for that one. That's pretty good. DA off today. It's B. Mraz with Bogues. Bogues, the NFL draft is coming to Lambeau next year, which I think is cool. It's iconic. It's a place that every football fan wants to travel. But it dawned on me, the NFL, these drafts have become such an unbelievable event to attend. And I get the appeal of Kansas City, right? It's not a typical vacation spot where everybody wants to flock. They had their barbecue. You saw all these pictures, videos. People loved it. Nashville, awesome. Vegas, awesome. Chicago, great town. I am wondering, though, are we going to get anybody truly outside of drivable distances in the Midwest to head to Green Bay? I already saw that for that weekend, the closest hotels still available are in Chicago.
Yeah, I saw that tweet too, and I couldn't tell how real that tweet was. Because I can't imagine
there's nothing?
Right, I can't imagine that many people within like 90 minutes immediately booked for. I think that was more joke than anything else.
And the draft is going to be in Lambeau, right? Like inside the stadium, Lambeau Field.
So to answer your question, yes. I'm not going to do it. But if I was ever going to make a trip to the draft, the idea of it being in Lambeau in April, not winter, not the terrible dead of summer in Wisconsin, like that's a thing to do.
Bingo. So that was the reasoning I brought this up. Lambeau is every football fan's dream or a lot of football fans' dream. However, like we talked about, especially now with the flex scheduling and everything, the moment you hit November, you get real dicey territory with weather. So you may only have 4 opportunities all year to go, and then you're probably going to want to go when your team's playing there, which also doesn't happen that often. Then if you get to September, October,
is going there for a non-football game still cool to see Lambeau and feel like, yes, I've been to Lambeau?
So I think I would give you some pushback if you were like, if you put Lambeau on the list of things I've been to and you weren't there for a Packers game. Like, I've been to Jerry World for the Final Four, not a Cowboys game.
Right.
So that only half counts.
I've been to Arizona Final Four. I've done baseball tours, the Braves Stadium, the Giants Stadium. Yeah.
So those only half count. You should probably see an actual Packers game in Lambeau, but in the draft-specific conversation, and by the way, after crushing the NFL for the Thursday flex, these traveling roadshow draft things are an amazing idea.
I agree.
If I was ever going to go to one, this one to me makes the most sense.
Interesting. Yeah, see, to me, I think Green Bay, Wisconsin, no offense, unless I'm living there, is probably a place I only get to once in my life. I think, though, I lean towards you. I think this would count for me. I don't think I'd ever go back for a football game if I went for the draft. Good weather, probably a fun weekend. All right, we come back. Is LeBron James really contemplating his future? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.